Pulp magazines of the 1930s were a transformative force in popular literature, especially in the horror genre. These publications, known for their sensationalist and accessible stories, gained a new dimension with the introduction of Weird Menace. The Dime Mystery Magazine was a pioneer in this transformation, redefining mystery and horror narratives. In this article, you will learn more about the metamorphosis of this magazine, the introduction of new narrative elements, and its impact on the public and the publishing industry. The scenario of 1933. The year 1933 was marked by a wave of mysterious diseases in the United States, which served as a backdrop for many horror stories and pulp magazines. These publications were the first to report these bizarre events, capitalizing on the public's fear and curiosity. Dime Mystery, a publication of Popular Publications, stood out by transforming these narratives into something innovative and captivating. The epidemics and calamities of the time were often exaggerated, feeding the public's fascination with horror and mystery stories. The metamorphosis of the magazine. Henry Steger, founder of Popular Publications, and his editor Rogers Terrell played crucial roles in the transformation of the magazine. Initially, the publication followed the traditional format of mystery and crime stories. However, Terrell established new requirements for the stories, emphasizing mystery, horror, and credibility. The covers began to feature more terrifying images, and the stories started incorporating supernatural elements that were logically explained in the end. Terrell was a visionary editor who believed in the importance of maintaining the credibility of the stories, even when they involved supernatural elements. He insisted that each story have a logical explanation, which helped keep readers' interest and distinguish the magazine from other horror publications of the time. The magazine underwent a significant metamorphosis in October 1933, with more terrifying covers and content that explored the inhumanity of man towards woman. Introduction of Weird Menace. Weird Menace combined mystery, horror, and a logical resolution for the seemingly supernatural threats. This created a new narrative formula that set Dime Mystery apart from other publications. A classic example is the novel Dance of the Skeletons by Norvell W. Page, where a young policeman investigates mysterious skeletons appearing on the streets. The story reveals a method of murder involving killer piranhas, mixing elements of horror and mystery with a rational explanation. Terrell defined horror and terror distinctly. Horror is what a girl would feel if, from a safe distance, she watched the ghoul performing diabolical rituals on a victim. Terror is what the girl would feel if, on a dark night, she heard the ghoul's footsteps coming towards her and knew she would be the next victim. Mystery is the girl wondering who did this and why. This definition helped guide writers in creating stories that kept readers on the edge of their seats, balancing visceral fear with intellectual intrigue. Innovative characters and plots. Villains in the magazine's stories were often disguised in frightening ways to achieve their goals, such as controlling rich lands or inheritances. These plots were rich in atmospheric details, creating a climate of suspense and terror. The stories also explored themes like the inhumanity of man towards woman, with heroines often facing supernatural dangers that were ultimately unmasked as elaborate frauds. For example, a common plot involved a villain disguising his crimes as supernatural events to terrify his victims and divert suspicion. In one story, the villain used pygmies brought from the Amazon to scare workers away from a gold mine he had discovered. In another, a villain sealed his brother in a vault and lured claimants of the fortune to his house, planning to kill them in seemingly supernatural ways, while an accomplice served as a witness to ensure he wasn't suspected. Atmospheric touches and vivid descriptions. Vivid descriptions and atmospheric touches were hallmarks of the published stories. The magazine stood out for its detailed narratives, which engaged the reader and created a sense of immersion. The stories were set in sinister locations such as caves, mines, cemeteries, and isolated houses, increasing the tension and suspense. The descriptions of monsters and horror scenes were particularly effective. For example, the hairless thing was described as a creature without a nose or ears, with scaly skin and eyes shining like polished glass. The drooler had a hole instead of a nose and heavy folds of dead tissue instead of eyes. These detailed descriptions helped create a vivid image in readers' minds, increasing the emotional impact of the stories. Reception and industry impact. The transformation of the magazine was well received by the public, setting a new standard for pulp horror magazines. Authors like Arthur Leo Zagat, Wyatt Blassingame, and Frederick C. Davis stood out for their regular and skilled contributions. The publication quickly became a reference in the genre, influencing other magazines and consolidating Weird Menace as a popular subgenre. The magazine's popularity also helped launch the careers of many talented writers. Norvell W. Page, for example, became known for his innovative stories and quickly gained prominence in the pulp industry. His novels often combined elements of horror and mystery with skilled narrative execution, winning a loyal readership. The magazine's identity. Within a year of the change in direction, the magazine adopted the slogan, "The Strangest Stories Ever Told." This identification helped create an aura of literary stability for the publication, attracting readers in search of innovative and exciting stories. The use of this slogan, along with the consistent quality of the stories, helped establish the magazine's identity and consolidate its place in the pulp market. Elaborate plots and surprising endings. A notable feature of the stories was the complexity of the plots and the surprising endings. Villains often used disguises and ingenious tricks to deceive the heroes and the audience. A notable example is the story of a villain who used piranhas to turn his victims into skeletons, hiding the gruesome method until the story's climax. Exploration of social and psychological themes. Although the stories were predominantly horror and mystery, they also explored social and psychological themes. The inhumanity of man towards woman was a recurring theme, with heroines often facing supernatural dangers that were unmasked as frauds. This reflected the anxieties and fears of the time, using the horror genre to comment on broader social issues. Influence. The magazine's influence extended beyond its time, helping shape the horror genre in the following decades. The combination of mystery, horror, and logical explanations set a new standard for pulp fiction, influencing other writers and publications. The magazine also played a crucial role in the development of Weird Menace, a subgenre that continues to be explored in literature and horror cinema. Critical and popular reception. The critical and popular reception was largely positive. Readers appreciated the innovation and creativity of the stories, while critics praised the writer's ability to combine elements of horror and mystery effectively. The magazine's popularity helped ensure its longevity, with many loyal readers following each edition eagerly. Exploring the psychology of horror. The magazine's stories did not just shock readers with grotesque images. They also explored the psychology of horror. The authors strove to understand and manipulate the reader's deepest fears. The idea that something seemingly supernatural could be logically explained in the end added a layer of psychological intrigue, making readers question their own perceptions of reality and fantasy. Examples of innovative narratives. One of the most innovative stories was Dance of the Skeletons by Norvell W. Page. The narrative followed a young policeman investigating the appearance of skeletons on the streets, only to discover that the victims had been devoured by killer piranhas. This combination of elements of horror and mystery, along with a rational explanation, exemplified the magazine's unique approach to the genre. The influence of Henry Steger and Rogers Terrell. Henry Steger and Rogers Terrell were fundamental in the magazine's transformation. Steger, as the founder of Popular Publications, brought a business vision to the publication, while Terrell, as the editor, implemented creative changes that defined the tone and style of the stories. Together, they managed to create a publication that stood out in a saturated market, attracting a loyal readership and influencing other editors and writers. The importance of illustrations. Illustrations also played a crucial role in the magazine's success. The attractive covers and internal illustrations helped establish the mood of the stories and capture readers' attention. Talented artists like Amos Sewell and William Ruswig contributed to the magazine's visual appeal, making it one of the most memorable publications of its time. Challenges and adaptations. Despite its success, the magazine faced significant challenges. Competition with other pulp magazines and changes in readers' preferences required constant adaptations. The publication managed to stay relevant by continuing to innovate and explore new themes and approaches. This included the introduction of new subgenres and the incorporation of contemporary themes into its stories. Final words. The metamorphosis of Dime Mystery Magazine in the 1930s is a remarkable example of how pulp literature evolved to meet the tastes and interests of its audience. The introduction of weird menace and the combination of mystery, horror, and logical explanations created a successful formula that captivated readers and influenced other publications. The magazine not only redefined the horror genre in pulp magazines, but also left a lasting legacy in popular literature. It continues to be an important milestone in the history of pulp fiction, exemplifying the creativity and innovation that characterized this fascinating era of popular literature. References: Jones, Robert Kenneth. The Shutter Pulps, A History of the Weird Menace Magazines of the 1930s. Fax Collector's Editions, 1975.